Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Muscle to take you out for some serious. With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Longer. Let's do it.
All right, Longer. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Glad you're with us, whether you're watching by YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or in your car, whatever. Twitch. Old school radio, transistor.
You know, listen, you got some other things going on. We're going to be in Camden tomorrow, so invite everybody down to the place.
White House Cafe.
White House Cafe tomorrow. We're going to be down. We're going to leave after the show. We're going to go to Arkadelphia and then go to Camden. Is that the way we're going?
I think so. Or is it Sheridan?
We're going to through Sheridan.
Fordyce. We want to go through Fordyce.
You pick me up at my house. We go through Sheridan. Go through 35.
I want to go through Fordyce. Go back through Fordyce.
Same thing. We still got to go 35.
Acknowledge Johnny Cash Bear Bryant. Both of them.
Well, Fordyce.
Huh?
We won't see Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash was only, five minutes from there.
You can't say Johnny Fordyce.
Well, he's right outside of it. Yeah. Well, where was Johnny Cash born? Because Rex said it the other day. He said, it's literally, it's right down the road.
Right.
You know, here's the other deal.
Is it Nias or something?
That's right.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. The last time we were there and Roger, you know, we've been doing the show for 20 years. So we got some pull. We got some influence.
We did.
If I go down there tomorrow and I see, and we go through
Fordyce.
And we see the same representation of.
They got a better sound than they used to.
I hope so. Because we were stunned to go, wow, why not take advantage, you know, of people from Alabama that want to make a trek over here to see where Bear Bryant's from, see Johnny Cash, where Johnny Cash was born before he moved to, now, up there is Dias, right?
What is it down here?
Huh?
I thought he was from Dias.
Well, he moved. I just went blank on the place.
Kingsland.
Kingsland is the place near Fordyce, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes up to Dias, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. How's the water, mama?
Is it a mule? What is it? Acre and
40 acres and a mule?
Yeah, that's what he got.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it 40 acres?
Cleanly, yeah.
I think it was 40 acres.
Well, that's what they promised.
Yeah, I don't think they got
that. Civil War stuff.
Let's bring in our man Joe Nichols.
You going to bring in Joe?
He's got to say. Let's have that clip ready for
Joe. Where's Joe at on here? I don't see him on my button bar now. I don't even see him. Let me see if I can pull up the right one. Here he is. Hold on. There it is right there. Joe Nichols.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Sing it, Joe. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
Before I turned around,
we just like listening to you sing.
We do.
Matter of fact, morning, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are y'all doing?
Good. You know, it's funny, Roger. I was driving somewhere in the last 2 days, and I was in popping around. I think it's when I went to Tuscaloosa Sunday and Monday. I think we're coming back, and Broken Heartsville was on Sirius.
Such a great
song. That's a man.
There you
go. Here's Susan, girl, wreck my world. That angel who did.
Favorite line. Here we go.
I think the devil drives a coup de ville.
How do you got? Listen, that should be on a shirt.
Well, that's why Post Malone says, I want that guy at my concert. That's exactly what it said.
Let me see. The two biggest social media follows that I get, that I see more of than anything on my feed, John Daly and Joe Nichols.
Well, I told Joe, whoever's handling his stuff, man, is doing great work. Before we get to the draft last night, a lot of people are texting us. So we're tomorrow, Joe, we're going down to Camden. We're going to 5 restaurants in Arkansas that are all over 100 years old. We went to the Ohio Club last week in Hot Springs. Of course, it was really more of a bar speakeasy than it was a restaurant for all those years. But we still give it credit for being open for over 100 years. And then tomorrow in Camden, at the White House Cafe, it's been open since 1907, 119 years serving food. So we're going to go there. We're going to Mariana Jones Barbecue Diner over there. It's been open 116 years. You got Skyline Cafe in Mena, 104 years, and Dixie Pig in Blytheville, 103 years. So anyway, so we're doing that, Joe, as part of our summer of adventure. And we got to talk. We want to go through Fordyce. And so we started talking about, I don't know how much you know about the history of Fordyce, but you got two of the most iconic figures in our pop culture history. You got Bear Bryant from Fordyce, of course, one of the greatest coaches of all time, and Johnny Cash, who Roger, everybody's texting because they're saying Kingsland.
That's right.
So the question is, how far is Kingsland from Fordyce, Roger? Is it like 15 minutes?
Well, wasn't it Rising? Well, who did the parade? Somebody did a parade for him back in the day. It wasn't Dias, was it? It was down there, I think.
I
thought Johnny Cash was from Paragould. I must have been thinking way off. I, for some reason, thought it was Paragould over there.
Well, you know, he did go up there. What's the play? Dias, which is right outside of Jonesboro, right, Rog?
I think.
Well, now, listen, according to this, surely that's not right. I'll have to look that. We'll have to spend some time when we get through with Joe. It's exactly how far did, but the fact that two of those guys grew up within, were born at least, not the same time, were born within a few miles of each other is crazy because they're both sort of big guys and iconic and they were tough and had those kind of reputations. So anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. Last night, let's go to the NBA draft. I think we all predicted, but we didn't. We were led by Christian Weaver, our producer, that said he was going to go to the Kings at number 7. That's exactly what happened. Did you get a chance to watch it? The only, I guess, surprise was Malik Thomas. That was probably a little disappointing for him not going in the first round.
Yeah, I think I did not get a chance to watch it, but I heard about it last night. I think a lot of people felt he got shafted a little bit, maybe should have gone a little higher, a couple spots higher. But, I mean, that's pretty good. Number 7 is pretty good.
Thanks,
you're in the lottery.
You bet.
Well, in the lottery.
You bet.
It's going to be great money, so can't be too unhappy with that. The Malik Thomas thing is a bit of a shocker, and it's actually, to me, it's sad because we all saw the talent. I'm sure the NBA told him, a lot of GMs told him, you know, you're going to be our first round pick, late the first round. Stuff changes, but people also lie. People also lie to guys like that. You know, my understanding of baseball and NBA, NFL, not so much in the NFL, but a lot of other two that teams will pump up a player to get them to come out and give them more options.
Yeah.
You know, they have three or four guys that they like. Two of them are wanting to get out of college, and two of them wanting to stay. They're going to do a good job talking about the other two guys. Like, oh man, you're my guy.
Right.
So they have four options, you know, that they choose from. So happens all the time, man. I hate that it happened to him. I think he could have been the center. And, you know, it sucks for him, sucks for us. But hopefully he'll go right here at the top of the second and, you know, play lights out and hope for that second contract.
Well, here's my only question, and Christian is our NBA guy. Christian just said, well, the main thing is he gets a guaranteed contract. But don't you think, Christian, he possibly could have made equal the money in coming back another year at Arkansas?
Possibly.
Or more.
Or more?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. How much will he make in his slot in the second round, Christian?
There is no slots in the second round. It's negotiated.
Well, yeah. What is the average, though? On
the minimum is 1.2 per.
Okay,
much.
And so 1.2 is the lowest. You're right. If these guys are getting paid $3-4 million, I don't know if he could have. Cal may not have allowed that to happen. It's too much money for Cal to want to play.
I think the last pick of the first round, which is pick 30, is around $3 million. So maybe he makes 2.5.
Well, it is what it is. Of course, you got Trevin Brazil too. That's out there. A lot of freshmen last night, Joe. How many would you say, Christian? The first nine, first eight.
The first eight, off the top of my head, are all freshmen.
Yeah, pretty.
Wow. And you have guys later in the round, like Cenac or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
He was a little later, a couple other guys.
Well,
quite a great freshman class, man.
Well, I know. Golly, boy, you're right about that. Also, too, we made the comment that not everybody knew this, but last night it marked that Coach Cal passing Coach K is having the most lottery picks. Coach Cal now has 30, and I think Coach K had 29. So, but you could certainly say Coach K has a few more national championships than Cal, even though Cal may have more first round or first picks overall and first round draft picks. And so, but anyway, you know, you think of Darius Acuff Jr. His life changed last night officially. You know, it's the only thing bad about it, Joe, is he goes to a franchise that's not the greatest.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they've struggled a long time. As I understand it, they're kind of like, a couple of baseball teams that don't really invest a lot. When they get a, generational piece, they traded away more picks. I think that's the team I'm thinking of. That's where Corliss went, I believe, right?
He did. And Joe Klein.
He became the sixth man of the year.
Joe Klein, too. There were several. Yeah. So,
you hope that he shines out there and turn around and have a different philosophy and build a big team around him.
Roger, you have the clip of what he said. This was him after being interviewed. He's not a guy. He's not a big talker. So he was asked afterwards about, what do you got to say to the folks in Arkansas?
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come, but Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the Big Sioux?
Yeah, I'll be back soon. I won't stop coming out there for sure. I'll be back for sure.
And we lost Joe for some reason. We'll try him again. 661-1037 is the number if you would be a part of the show.
For show.
A lot of people are texting us about Kingsland, so it's about 10 or 12 miles.
We'll see it because we'll leave here. We'll go through, we'll take 35 to 79. We'll take 35 through Saline County, get up to Sheridan, hang a right, go down 79. That'll take us to Kingsland. We'll stop, take a picture by the home of Johnny Cash sign. Then we'll go to past Fordyce. Then we'll go to maybe by the Bear Bryant sign. Then we'll head down to Camden that way and make it all the way back.
I mean, but still, it's 8 miles apart.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant, two of the most iconic figures.
Probably had a cane pole with a lunch sack tied in a hanky.
Yeah, I wonder the age difference. I know that Bear's older. Let's go back to Joe here. Joe, you there?
I'm here. Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Sorry, I don't know. It may have been an iron. Let's play this clip one more time, Roger.
One more time, Joey.
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come, but Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the Big Sioux?
Yeah, man, I love y'all. I'll be back soon. I won't stop coming out there for sure. I'll be back for sure.
That's positive. That's nice for him to say.
For sure.
He's only there 1 year. You really don't get a chance to know these guys. Brazil's a different story. We got a chance to be around him, and you have a little bit more of
He's a different story in the last since the beginning of NIL as far as with us.
Yeah, be interesting. Where he goes.
Man, I love Trevin's story, man. I always root for the guys that change after going through a difficult time and grow and become better for it. The Trevin Brazil that graduated is a different guy than was projected the first round 4 years ago.
That was
the injury, I hate it for him, like as far as his timeline goes, but man, I love it for him as far as the human being goes and his path, towards being a better guy and better, better player in the NBA. All that stuff was changed for the better. It just took a couple of years of, I think that's God that puts that in our path, and he gives us challenges to prepare for the next thing that comes. He's better prepared, in my opinion, mentally for the NBA now.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then I remember, too, all the fans were all this crap about him and all the rumors and just stupid stuff. And I'm glad, like you said, I'm glad he stuck it out and made this his play. And Coach, obviously played under Muss and Cal, so I hope he goes to a good team. That's the main thing. You want him to go to a good team. Did want to make mention, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Joe Nichols, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Chad and Stephanie Powers, we appreciate them. They also sponsor Trey Reed in the morning. Also, we by chance just sort of stumbled onto the fact yesterday we had Marshall Martin, who is the big donor, Joe, that you see at the courtside wearing the boots and the blonde. And it's got the jet with the stiletto on the side of it. And she's a big supporter of Cal financially. And they've got their name on the practice arena. So Marsha and Marty Martin building. But anyway, she accidentally slipped out yesterday that she's going to also, she was with Cal last night in New York, and she was going to be at the naming of the stadium today. And we were like, What?
Ooh.
Is that right? And so we got the scoop on everybody. I don't think Hunter and the U of A folks were real thrilled that sort of got out. Not a big deal. But anyway, I think it'll be happening around 12 o'clock. We were just talking about
who would the brand be? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first part of that.
Well, so Marsha Martin just told us that she was going to be there. It's not going to be her. I think it will be another. Okay. She just wants to be there. She sold her company. And I think it'll be somebody. I think it's going to be a 10-year deal, if I had to guess. 10-year, $5 or $6 million per year, a $50 million deal. Of course, they were teasing this, Joe, about a month or two ago, about this is going to be just an unbelievable deal, that it's going to be a changer for the game changer for the program. So we've been debating it for 2 days. We're just hoping that we wish it would be an Arkansas company versus some California company that we don't know about. Or, of course, we didn't know who Reynolds, the foundation really was.
Still don't.
And so, I mean, it's certainly not the most important thing. It just would have been nice to be able to have a Arkansas company. And it still may be. I think it'll be really, if they could get somebody. Of course, it took them 3 years to do it, and they had to pay a firm to get this group, which I presume. So anyway, that happens today at 12.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. Okay. What is the logo going to be? You think a name, like, is just going to be the Martin Stadium?
I think it'll be whoever the company is. It'll be like Taco Bell Razorback Stadium or J.B. Hunt Stadium. Listen, I'm still not convinced that Walmart couldn't step in or Tyson or somebody here in Arkansas. Simmons Bank,
yeah.
Very aggressive. We've got banks that Simmons Bank, Bank OZK, First Secure, all these Centennial, they're all worth $20 billion. They got the money to do it.
Steve Brown, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
So the question
and
is.
And two things.
Yeah.
Two things. I know that the billionaires are, a lot of them have super big egos.
Yeah.
The ones that, I've talked about, they have super big egos. They love stuff like owning stadiums and owning property or paintings or whatever that they can put their names on. And I know that they love that kind of stuff. And I think, to me, the number 5 million seems quite low. I thought they could get a lot more than that from stadium naming rights. Well, I don't know.
So here's the thing about this, Joe. So I said that was sort of a baseline. I think it could be anywhere from 4 to 7 million. But again, when you go for 10 years, then all of a sudden, boy, you go 10 years at 7, that's a $70 million commitment. And they may could get it. Who knows? But I think that the most recent numbers that I had seen would be around that. But maybe they could convince somebody to go more than that. I hope so for the program. Program
a lot of incentives.
Yeah.
A couple things. Someone said, go ahead.
Now, could that any of that money go toward NIL? Or will it just go to the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if that's an operational deal that can't be. Part of me would say probably not, but I don't know what the rules are
anymore. And if it doesn't go to NIL, then the good thing there is that no other money that would be earmarked for
that's right, is going to that. Yeah, if it goes to operational costs, you still have extra money.
That would be the only.
I think it does eventually help that side of it in one way or the other. But that's a good question. I just don't know the rules and regs on that yet.
Maybe it's too. Probably.
Somebody said,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
as long as somehow it affects NIL, right. I mean that's.
I think it affects one way or the other.
Right.
Somebody says, one of our listeners said, Joe Nichols mentions Coop DeVille in a couple of his songs. Does he own a Coop DeVille?
As many times as I've been tempted to, I even talked to Cadillac at one point for a sponsorship. Those things are expensive. I wouldn't drive one much unless it was an old one, and nobody's given sponsorship deals for old Cadillac. So to answer your question in a very long way, no.
Well, listen,
no. It just sang pretty.
I haven't seen the video. I presume you have a Coop DeVille in the video. I'm sure I don't recall.
Ragtop.
What is it?
I said in your video for that song for Broken Heartsville, do you have I presume you have the Coop DeVille in the video?
No, the devil, the other guy does. He's driving a convertible Coop DeVille that she hops into, and it's a classic one. She hops in and takes off, and the guy turns out to be a loser. The guy's hat blows off, is covering up his horn, but it was covering up the bald head. He's turned out to be a bad guy. Right. But yeah, a little cheesy. We used to make cheesy videos.
Well,
one of these days,
I guess we still do.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, listen, Justin still gets in trouble for that one. Roger, back that thing up where you had all those girls. He had about 20 girls came in from the
yeah,
caught him in from Nashville, and they were all little hotties, and
one of them was with child.
Yeah, Kate was not a big fan of that particular video. Right. Although she could have been,
she could have been
it herself. Last thing before we let you go. So final baseball poll was released yesterday, and Arkansas in the USA Today coaches poll was 21st at 41-22. And Arkansas Little Rock, I think first time ever, they wound up in the top 25. So happy for those guys here in Little Rock. A little bit disappointing. That's not really where we thought we would end up as the from a Razorback standpoint.
Man, you know, especially seeing how it all shook out. You know, there's another championship, you know, and we got to take it. We've been there so many times, right on the brink, and we just haven't brought it home. And all these guys are just seems like miraculously at the end of the year they heat up and slide right in there and get one.
Yeah.
You know, and doesn't feel like they've paid their dues that they got there, and it just goes to show that it's all about timing in baseball. You can dominate the year. Obviously, LSU did it that one year with Steens and Cruz.
Right.
You know, if you just get hot at the end of the year and you figured out your defense, offense, you know, your coaching, you figured all the parts out, who's hot, who's not, where your lineup, all that kind of stuff goes, then if you have the talent and you have the good coach, anything can happen. So,
yeah,
I hope we get it one of these days. It looks like our portal class is going to kick ass.
It does. It looks like, you know, there's, I think, one poll we're number one in transfer portal, and a couple others we're not quite that high. But yeah, it looks like it on paper. But it's like you just said, it just goes to show, you know, Ole Miss did the same thing, you know, a few years back.
Yeah.
It got hot. And I'm telling you, you know, for this team to be under 500, to be 11th in the SEC, get beat one game at the SEC tournament against Missouri, and we go down there and, you know, play to the darn finals, which got us nothing, didn't get us a regional. And it just goes to show you all that it doesn't really, man. And then, of course, you know, the Trojans are the same way, man. They sort of limped in, just like they did last year, limped into their conference tournament. They get hot. And, I think it's interesting, but you're right. It's sort of like, man, did they really pay their dues to do it? Well, you know what? You're probably not, but that's the way the game works now. And I think it gives everybody hope. I think it gives every program to say, you know, like this year, this was a group like this year. We kept saying, wow, this is not a good team. Yeah. We kept saying, well, maybe they'll get hot at the end. And they sort of did. We thought maybe after the SEC tournament, you know, hey, we get hot and it will work out for it. It didn't, but it is an amazing story. That Oklahoma story is quite remarkable.
Yeah. You know, it is. You got to tip your hat to those guys for figuring it out. They beat some good teams getting there, man. They're going to beat Georgia and Texas. Is it Texas they beat? Or one of the other real hot teams
Georgia,
up there.
I think it's Georgia.
You know, had to go through a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Or UCLA maybe or something. But anyway, it was – you got to tip your hat, man. They had a hard road. They just had it figured out.
Yeah.
Hope we can get one for Dave Van Horn.
Boy, I tell you, we are now tied, I think, with North Carolina since they lost this particular World Series. I think we've both been 13 times without a title. I think we're tied for second next to Florida State. I think Florida State went 25 years, which is just
–
I think ours is bad. They double it there and still haven't won one. So – but we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hey, Joe, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate y'all. All right, man. I'll take care.
Thanks,
right.
Joe.
Go Hogs.
See you, man.
See you, buddy.
All right. Go Hogs.
All right. Our man Joe Nichols. Somebody said Joe Nichols needs to start doing voice work. That's a joke, I'm sure, because he's got great pipes.
He's got a lot of hair, too.
He does. He's got great hair.
That's the beautiful part about what he's telling you about in that video, because he's got long hair.
That bald guy is evil.
Did you watch it, Christian?
I've seen the video before.
Oh, look at you. We learned something today about Kingsland. We talked about this before, and I knew...
Oh, did you... Speaking of which, did you just see a message?
Huh? Was it a text, or is it...
No, from the mayor of Kingsland, yes.
Oh, no, what was it saying?
Look on there. Let's see where it went.
Na-na-na. Not tonight.
FSU 24 trips. I'm sorry. I thought it was 25. I'm sorry, Matt. I misunderstood Matt's message. He says, no, Joe needs to do voiceover work, narrator type stuff. Yeah, he's got great pipes.
For sure. Hi, this is Samantha Johnson, mayor of Kingsland, Arkansas.
Wow.
I hear you were asking if we'd do anything to celebrate Johnny Cash. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a festival we have coming up named after one of his famous songs, Get Rhythm Music Festival.
Let's call her when we come back.
We'd love to talk
Mayor,
to
we're
you.
Gonna call, we're going to call you right now,
That's
Mayor.
That's right. There
what's
is.
Your name again?
Mayor Samantha Johnson.
I wonder if she's friends with the mayor of Fordyce.
Well, guess
buddies
what
are rivals.
My wife's maiden name is?
What?
Johnson.
Samantha Jean Mashburn Johnson Scott.
Wow, I don't see that on the text line. Well, we'll get her number.
501-870-500, blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha. All right, don't go away. 9:30.
Betty Lou. Betty Lou. Yes, it's true. I love you.
Joined Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the first round of the NBA draft, BYU's A.J. Devonsa was the number one overall pick to the Wizards. Kansas's Darren Peterson went second overall to the Jazz, while Duke's Cam Boozer went third overall to the Grizzlies. Arkansas's Darius Acuff Jr. went seventh overall to the Sacramento Kings. He's coach John Calipari's first lottery pick at Arkansas. He's the Razorbacks' eighth lottery pick ever. Michigan had three lottery picks this year as Merez Johnson Jr. went ninth to the Mavericks. Yaxel Lindenborg went 11th to the Warriors, and Adai Mara went 12th to the Thunder. It's only the second time since the lottery expanded in 1985 that three players from the same college have went in the lottery. The other time was UNLV in 1991. And Malik Thomas was not selected in the first round. He will likely be one of the first picks in the second round, which starts at 7 tonight on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A few showers this morning, and then there will be another chance of some showers this afternoon. It's a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 84. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow starts getting hot, 90 the high, but still a 30% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sample and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
1 in 4 men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, And yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Altman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit altmansroofing.com. Altman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Thursday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
Edwards Food Giant presents Arkansas media legend and Drive Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Nice.
I like it. Good work there, Christian. You know, when I hear this song, what do I think about every time, Roger?
Fast Times at Ridgemont.
I do. And you know what? It makes me mad on the scene because that jerk face takes advantage of the girl. Gosh, what a jerk face.
But he had tickets. He could get you tickets.
I can't remember all that.
He had Ella Langley tickets.
Scumbag.
You talking about Damone?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Listen, she was, you know, as a guy like me, you know, you were looking for a girl like that. But you know what? A nice guy like you and a nice guy like me, we finished last to the hoods of the, you know, because they were slick and they were cool. They smoked and, you know, drank coolers.
What up?
She's probably somebody's baby tonight.
Christian, did you call the mayor of Kingsland?
I did. She didn't answer.
What?
Samantha Johnson.
I'll try one more time.
So, hey, everybody text Samantha Johnson, the mayor, and they go, the boys on Morning Mayhem are trying to reach you.
You're trying to reach us.
Let's hear the clip again from...
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't? Christian.
Well, hold on. Let me go back and see if I can do this.
Yeah.
This is
get it off the log.
I can get it off the log. Watch what I do.
Look at he's moving.
Look at
he's
me.
Moving there.
Look at me.
He's,
log.
He's moving there.
There it is, baby
wow.
boy.
Wow. How about
there
that?
There it is, it's baby
new,
boy.
It's a new thing.
Listen to this.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Classic top.
That is outstanding.
Top notch.
And for those who missed Craig O'Neill, let's hear Craig from this
show. Where was Craig at? Well, hold on.
It's on the bottom of the page.
It will be on the bottom of the page of today's page or Wednesday's page?
Wednesday's page.
I think it makes your list.
Hold on.
Ella, our old.
Let me throw that out.
What? Ella, okay.
That was Justin Moore. Let me see if I can find
bottom
that.
Left.
Hold Wednesday. On. I've got to find the page, man.
So many words on the screen.
So many words.
It's too busy. Screen's too busy.
You know what? I need a new screen.
Come on, Justin. We need a screen.
Need
we want another
a
screen.
New screen. Let me go.
We need it before August.
Well, I need it before. The end September. Of the show. Let me go to page here.
He's looking.
Don't have this
I
one.
I can play it.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead if you've got it there.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Wow. Very nice.
That is
outstanding. Couple things.
What's the biggest wedding you can have up to you?
That's David choking.
Yeah, that was.
We got to do this. Remember too. We got to do that sometime.
Yeah, the champion salute. If you got a kid out there who's done something special, we've done these last few weeks. Here's the deal. The thing is, even if your kid's in school or at camp, and we give them a shout out or their team or their coaches or whatever, you go back and listen to it. You can play it back for your kid or the team or whatever. We'll be glad to do that. So it's almost, you know what we've become. Christian, what do you think I'm going to? What am I leaning towards?
What have we become?
In this particular bit where we want to be able to give a shout out to your kid who does amazing things, maybe outside of Arkansas, maybe go all-star team or whatever.
Bob Robbins.
We've become a cameo. We're like cameo.
Oh, yes.
You basically, we give you a shout out, but we're not getting paid. That's the only problem. Well, we don't get paid. Yeah. I can tell you another thing. That cameo is really inexpensive. There's some people I'd like to target for our show. I don't know if they would allow us to use some of those.
Like promo?
Promos, yeah. I don't know if they would do that.
I don't know if they would do that.
A couple birthdays today. Lionel right?
Lionel.
Lionel Messi today, birthday. Everything's is he and Ronaldo. But, yeah, he turns, what, 39 today, I think is what it is, 39?
Ronaldo's like 41.
What about Minka Kelly? Minka Kelly, Roger, who is she? She is a hottie from Friday Night Lights.
Don't know her.
It's a TV show.
I don't know her.
Is it the movie or the TV show, Christian?
Let me Google her, and I'll tell you.
Okay, never mind. Peter Weller, Roger. You know Peter Weller. When you think of Peter Weller, what do you think of?
RoboCop.
And then there's something else that he's a bad guy in.
I don't know of anything else.
I think there is. Mick Fleetwood is, what do we say, 79 today? Yep. 79 of Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
Jeff Beck, one of the great guitarists, right, of all time, Yardbirds.
What they say.
He was with the Yardbirds.
What about Al Molinaro, Rod?
Al Molinaro.
He played Al DeVecchio.
You're darn right he did.
It's Al's Cafe. Al's Diner, right?
Al's Diner. Yep.
It's also the birthday of Chuck Taylor, the Converse sneakers. You ever wear those, Christian, at all?
I have a couple pair, but I rarely wear them.
Wow. How come? Not cool enough?
I don't know. I just don't wear them.
We mentioned Jack Dempsey. Yeah. Is Jack Dempsey considered is he a Mount Rushmore of the boxers?
I don't know if he is anymore. I think when he retired, he was probably the best, right?
Yeah, 1919 to 1926. That's a long time ago. That was the glory years of boxing.
Fought, they fought like 50
or Johnson.
Yeah,
Johnson was.
You're right, Roger. Those dudes fought like 80 times in a year. It's crazy.
And 50 rounds of fight.
Also on this day, Roger, a sad note. I remember us talking about, obviously it was only 5 years ago, this was the day down in Florida, in Miami, that giant condominium collapsed. Mm. I mean, 100 people died. Sitting in their condos, it was probably 10, 15 stories tall, and they'd given them a warning about the foundation cracking, and just a horrible way to die. Mm. You just all of a sudden you don't know what's going on, and you got 100 tons of concrete on top of you. Also, I didn't realize this, Roger, actor Brian Keith, who was, we know him with Family Affair.
Dude, did you know he committed suicide?
That's what I was getting to bring
up. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
My youngest brother, Michael, was named after him. I think everybody in my family was named after somebody.
But he was a 75-year-old lung cancer and emphysema victim, so I guess maybe he just...
He said, that's it, man, Buffy and Jody. And Mr. French.
I know.
Mr. French.
Christian, I expect you to respond to this appropriately.
Okay.
32 years ago, 1994, this movie was released. Later earned Elton John an Oscar for Best Original Song.
Lion King.
The Lion King. Can you give me any song off of Lion King?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you produce that with vocals? You don't know that one? I thought maybe that was...
Can you feel the love tonight?
Is that Elton John?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that his?
I think so.
Yeah, is that... I think, Roger, that thing made a gazillion dollars on Broadway.
Did.
And then, of course, the other one that I don't know if you saw it, Roger. We lost the great one. Quote, that's what he was called. We lost the great one on this day, 1987. Maybe had one of the greatest.
Hold it.
That's right. One of the greatest movie roles of all time if you're a dude.
Yeah.
You like dude movies.
If you like masculinity.
Smokey and the Bandit. Of course, we're talking about Jackie Gleason.
That's right. That's
who's also in The Hustler.
He was great in The Hustler.
Honeymooners. Oh, so good.
Which they say is still.
He says, "Surely you're not from my." What he said, "Not from my loins."
Not from my loins.
And so many, you know, he really could have won an Academy Award for that one.
Decorated the whole town. Do we have that? $40.
Do we have that in the system?
Which one?
Any of those Smokey and the Bandit?
Well, I'm sure we do.
While you're looking for one of those,
look for them, Chrissy, because I can't find a movie anymore.
Night and Day is the movie that we're doing for the Hawks Holmes movie review, and I didn't realize that Wonder Woman. That was one of her first little minor roles. It was Tom Cruise in 2010.
Gal Gadot.
She was
really?
In
the movie for me.
She was in that. She had a short little scene.
Really?
And I'm telling you, and who was a co-star with Tom Cruise? Cameron Diaz. Diaz is smoking in this one.
I'm watching.
It's really a fun.
One man's smoke is another man's ashes. But Gal Gadot, wasn't she? She was in that movie with Tina Fey.
But that was later. That was after that. That was not 2010.
Well, it was just a cameo in that one.
Yeah, it was with Mark Wahlberg. Also, speaking of woman, Roger, I Am Woman was released on this day by Capitol Records, 1972.
We don't have it.
Who sings it?
Helen Reddy.
And do you remember she had her own a TV show?
I do.
Didn't remember that. Where is she from?
Canada.
Nope.
Oh, hold on then.
Starts with an A.
Oh, Australia. exactly right. Australia. I knew that.
All right.
I get those two mixed up.
So this is for both of you. King of all trivia. Yeah, you're doing comedy syllables. Night at the
Pops Lounge. Pops Lounge.
Not trivia. Not go trivia. By and see him at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I call Pops Lounge the house Cliff and Susan built.
It is their place. But they allow
no twerking.
You,
there was no
they
twerking.
Allow you with your residency.
They allow me to be there one night a month, and I appreciate that. And Bill Lawrence has never twerked at a comedy show, to my knowledge.
The winner, the person who gets this question right, will receive $1,000.
All right. I'll give a pair of tickets away to tonight's comedy show.
This is for Chuck, and now listen, Justin Moore's not here, so nobody's giving away $1,000. Remember when you did that? Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. we got to get a clip of that.
Went long after that he went away.
So Roger and Christian,
all right, sir.
On this day. I'm not going to give you the year. I want you to give me the year. The American Professional Football Association took on a new name.
Yeah.
They decided to name themselves the National Football League.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What was the year?
1948.
1924.
The answer is 1922.
Oh! Suckalipin.
So Christian almost nailed it. How about that?
Almost nailed it.
I didn't realize they were that old. So here's the deal, though, Roger. Back then, NFL football was nothing compared to college ball. College ball dominated. Yeah. College ball has the history, the 1800s, the
1900s. Baseball and boxing.
That's right. Baseball, yeah. Boxing, and Rockne and football. Sure right, was. That's right, exactly right.
Right,
so.
Right.
Also, did you see that in 1916, Mary Pickford signed the largest deal in Hollywood history? She signed a seven-figure Hollywood. I saw this and thought, she's a woman, number one. Boom. In 1916, which,
silent films.
Yeah, listen, $250,000 per film with a guaranteed minimum of $10,000 a week versus, I had no idea. I thought Lucille Ball, Roger, was the first woman to walk into Hollywood and dominate. This woman.
No, Mary Pickford was one of the first back in the day of anything.
Anything.
With her and Charlie
Cecil
Young.
B. DeMille.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Seven-figure deal in 1916.
What was $250,000 in 1916? Yeah, that's
big numbers today. I saw a comparison
good
to that.
Can you make bread was a nickel.
She was Hollywood's first millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, Roger, I just didn't know in 1916 we allowed women to do that. When were women allowed to vote? What was the first year? You're the king of all trivia.
Yeah.
Give us the answer.
Not long after that.
Christian, you have a shot?
Do you have the answer?
No. Asking y'all.
Women suffered.
I would guess
30s. Yeah, think about that. You can't even vote, lady, or drink.
So beat it.
But here's a check for seven figures. We'll come back and wrap things up. What we do on this show? We try to educate you.
And we want women to vote. Not like the guys on the zone. They are against that.
Yeah.
They are against women voting.
All right, 9:48.
All right, listen up. David Basil here, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not at Oaklawn, you're missing out. Because even with racing season over, the scoreboard is lit up at Arkansas's only casino resort. We're talking boats and bucks, baby. All month long, you're earning entries, stacking chances to win cash in a brand new 2025 Bennington Party Barge with a Yamaha 200-horsepower engine. That's not a prize. That's a victory parade on water. Grand prize goes down Saturday, June 27th. Be there. And when you step inside, it's game on. A 24/7 smoke-free casino, 1,500 slots, live table action, blackjack, craps, roulette. Pick your game and go to work. You hungry? They've got you covered. You want upscale? Boom. Casual? Done. The best wings in Hot Springs? Locked in. Then recharge, hit the pool, unwind at the Astral Spa, or catch a big-time show. That's how you finish strong. So huddle up, make the call, and get yourself to Oaklawn and Hot Springs. Book it now at oaklawn.com, and let's go win something.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Fried green tomato salad is back and better than ever at Eat My Catfish. It'll only be here for a limited time. Stop by or order online from any of their 5 Eat My Catfish locations to try this delicious fan favorite today. Eat fresh, eat local, eat my catfish.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. Neil deGrasse Tyson says, ever since childhood, I've wanted to be abducted by aliens. Now, as a professional astrophysicist armed with the knowledge of the size, age, and composition of the cosmos, I know that nothing prevents any of us from imagining a universe teeming with life. Really? Dr. Tyson and his ilk can imagine that all they want, but there's no evidence. Nil, zip, nada. If an alien ever does show up, I take him to Doubleby's, and he would love some of the snacks, drinks, coffee, or anything else their solar system doesn't have. But Doubleby's has it because we have it all. And if any aliens are listening right now, know this, Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
This is Thomas Blackman's Blackman Auction. Since 1938, we've handled many different types of auctions. We sold bulldozers, excavators, farm tractors, farms, locomotives, fully custom rail cars, vehicles, Harley Davidsons, cows, lake houses, hunting properties, pickups, heavy trucks, big trailers, plus hundreds of other random things. Honestly, if it's for sale, we've probably sold it. Our knowledge and experience is priceless, much like your hard-earned assets. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at rainbowrestores.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Yeah, boy.
A lot of those. Here you go. Is that right, Roger?
That's
hey, DJ got hired over here and an Acre disappeared for about 3 months for the summer.
Actually, during that first show.
DJ was like, where's Acre? Acre takes all his PTO.
Hey,
summer.
For all of the solo shows that he did after DJ left before they brought me on, the guy deserves a little time. Plus, he's going to a World Cup match.
Oh, that's right. He's going to the Netherlands.
Oh, I didn't know he was going. Who's he seeing?
Netherlands and is it Algeria?
Cool.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Real quick, we want to give a shout out, Roger, to two people I mentioned earlier. Teresa Lampkin, who's the owner of the White House Cafe down in Camden. We're coming your way, Teresa. Call you later. Also, we were talking about Kingsland. And Samantha Johnson is the mayor down there. Mayor, we're going to get you on the show tomorrow. So we want to say hello to her because we're going to meet her. We want to meet the mayor of Camden.
Yeah, we want to.
It's Charlotte Young. It's another woman. Women have taken over the middle part of the state.
So take that zone. You don't want them to vote. Phil, what is that about you and Acre on the zone not wanting women to vote? Is that just a standard thing?
I don't know if Justin has ever brought this up in the show before, but I am all for women's suffrage.
Okay.
All for 100%.
People need to know that.
So Mayor Young, we want you to be over at the
White
House
Cafe. Bring the key over there. Bring the key to the city over there.
So, Phil, the reason we brought this up is because, you know, Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant were born in that area. Bear Bryant was born in Fordyce.
Uh-huh.
And then 12 miles away in Kingsland, Johnny Cash, two of the most iconic figures, not just of Arkansas, of American pop culture and sports and music, were born within 12 miles of each other.
Pretty amazing.
And, you know, a small little Arkansas town. We were talking earlier, and you should know this, Brooks Robinson. Why did I bring Brooks up today? Oh, it was in the Democrat Gazette. They were doing a feature on him. Without doubt, if you had to name the Mount Rushmore of Arkansas athletes, the top Arkansas athletes to come out of this state, Brooks Robinson would be the top baseball player, would you say?
He's definitely the first guy you're going to bring up in conversation. Dizzy Dean may belong there as well.
Tony Ranchino said Bill Dickey was a runner-up to the MVP in 38.
Bill Dickey's on the short list of greatest catchers of all time. Yeah. He taught Yogi Berra how to catch. I hate the idea of always like choosing one or top five kind of things. I'm not good at that.
Well, let me ask you this. So Brooks Robinson, 16 Gold Gloves,
mm-hmm.
18 All-Star appearances.
One MVP.
I can't imagine. Maybe Bill Dickey had that many, but I can't imagine.
He had a stadium named after.
Hard to top 16 Gold Gloves and 18.
Very hard. But it's also hard. Look, I mean, I just play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
It's hard also to top being the catcher on the team that was nicknamed Murderer's Row.
Yeah.
Because Dickey was in 27, along with the Yankees that had Ruth and Gehrig and Tony Lazzari. It's just
one of
the all-time greats.
Yeah,
well,
a couple of catchers, didn't they?
Have you seen the Yogi Berra documentary? What's it called, Roger? Yeah, Yogi. I know you had to seen it. What is it called?
It's Yogi.
I interviewed Yogi about Bill Dickey when Dickey Stevens Park opened.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, I can tell you haven't seen the documentary.
No.
It's because his daughter...
Granddaughter kept
looking when they had a couple of the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, and they were the greatest Yankees ever. And go ahead, Granddad, how come you're not in there? So she decides to do something about it. And I'm telling you, it is one of the most fascinating documentaries. His numbers, he blows away everybody.
Yogi, unfortunately, is just remembered so often for the phrases.
The silly stuff.
But this stuff that he said, I didn't really say all the things that I said.
That's right, silly stuff.
But like, he truly is one of the great athletes and one of the great baseball players of all time.
His numbers are sick. It's just crazy.
David, I sit there and I was so nervous and anxious to interview him. This was on the field at Legends Field 2007 before spring training. And my first question I ask him is, tell me your earliest memory of Bill Dickey. And Yogi starts to talk about, he taught me how to catch and he taught me how to be a big leaguer. And tears well in Yogi's eyes and one singular tear just drops down his face. And I'm thinking, what? I got to do 15 more minutes, and I just made Yogi Berra cry.
Yeah, that's got to be an all time great moment for you.
It was.
Is there any moment bigger than that with a Major League Baseball player?
The time that I met Nolan Ryan for the first time, and as I'm reminding him that I saw him in the last game he ever won, which I think was '94 in Cleveland. I had to tell myself, let go of the man's hand, please. My arm started to go numb. From shaking his hand, Nolan freaking Ryan.
Those are two great ones, Nolan Ryan and Yogi Berra.
And one other would be interviewing Tony Gwynn in the dugout at San Diego State when I was filling in for Chuck before I took over baseball. I'm filling in for Chuck on a 4-game road trip out there. And Tony Gwynn,
the head coach of San Diego State.
And I'm like, I've got to go interview Tony Gwynn. You have to go talk to the greatest, maybe the greatest hitter of my life.
Yeah, those are three great ones. What's happening on the show today?
It is a Justin Akre-less zone for the next 3 days, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, Coach Kevin Kelly's in with us today. What the Hell Wednesday, recap the NBA draft. Of course, did Malik Thomas make a mistake by not coming back? We're all fired up about Darius Acuff, but I feel bad for Malik. And I kind of wonder, because of some of the situations last season, if maybe he could come back to Arkansas.
True. Good point there.
I guess the football stadium gets a name today, too.
Yeah, 12 o'clock. We had the scoop on that yesterday.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, who knew? What? That's tomorrow? Yeah, you think it's going to be an in-state or out-of-state company?
I hope it's in-state.
I do too. That's what we're hoping too. Roger, good job as always. Christian, great work. And so we'll be back in studio tomorrow. Roger, you'll be at Oaklawn tonight.
Tonight, Pop's Lounge. Cliff and Susan built the place. Bill Lawrence twerks in the place.
But it's comedy night tonight.
Tonight's comedy night. 7 o'clock. $5 gets you in the door.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel.